Have you ever wondered what lies beyond the surface of your thoughts, beyond the chatter of the mind? Well, wonder no more. In today's mini-sode, we're going to delve into the ancient practice of transcendental meditation and learn how it can lead you to experience the deepest levels of consciousness and inner peace. So find a comfortable seat, close your eyes, and let's transcend the ordinary and touch the infinite depths of your being. Happiest March meditations, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is magical. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're keeping the March meditations going with another loving mini-sode from me straight to you. Today we're mini diving into the mystical world of transcendental meditation, a practice that allows you to tap into the source of consciousness itself. Get ready to embark on a journey of inner exploration and self-discovery as we explore the wonders of transcendental meditation together. And I'm going to say that a whole lot, so drink up or eat or do whatever you need to do every single time I say that and fumble my words. Before we get our exploration on, let me remind you that March is for mini-sodes. Yes, love. Every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this month, I'm giving your ears all the love they have been craving. Tune in every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new mini-sode full of all the meditation magic you never knew you always wanted. This month, we're focusing on cultivating a really sustainable meditation practice that's healing, inspiring, and oh so good for the soul. So make sure you tune in for all the deets about all the things. Have questions about meditation, supernatural this, paranormal that, or clair everything? Do not worry. Go ahead and share them with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, smoke signal, whatevs. I've got you covered. And all the links are in the show notes so you can find them and you won't be lost, my love. Don't forget, Sunday, March 10th is the new moon in Pisces, and yes, I am so excited. I have been craving my rituals and now seems like the perfect time to jump right back in. Check out the last episode about loving kindness meditation where I share all the new moon goodies with you and help to get you ready. Coming up on March 19th, it's the spring equinox, which kicks off Ostara from the 19th to the 23rd, and then it's on to the full moon on the 25th. She is a busy little month, let me tell you. Stay tuned for more on the spring equinox and Ostara and the full moon in upcoming minisodes. I have got all the goods. Now then, let's talk meditation. But before we do, let's set some intentions to be purposeful with our time. Let's tune out the rest of the world, within reason, of course, and settle into a little us time on purpose. Let's get centered and focused. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then go ahead and get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. If now is not the proper time for you to do that, you can always do this later, no worries. So take a deep cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful and bright restorative light. Hold that breath at the top, and when you're ready, release it along with anything you've been holding on to. Anything that's been weighing you down, just go ahead and let it go in your breath. Do that two more times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some time just for you. All right, we are settled, we are grounded, we are ready. So let's start by unpacking what transcendental meditation is all about. So imagine this. You know, sometimes your mind feels like a super crowded subway during rush hour? Thoughts zooming in and out, they're all over the place. I mean, this is true for me anyway. Well, transcendental meditation is like finding a cozy little spot in that really busy, bustling station where you can just chill out and take a little breather just for you. So this meditation practice was developed by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and I really hope I pronounced that right, in the 1950s. Transcendental meditation is a really simple yet powerful technique that involves silently repeating a specific mantra with the aim of transcending the surface level of thought and accessing deeper states of consciousness, Tell me that does not sound ridiculously inviting and relaxing. Like already, my body just feels very chill. So unlike other forms of meditation that involve concentration or mindfulness, or that make you feel like you need to completely empty your mind to be successful, transcendental meditation is effortless and natural, requiring no effort or control of your mind. And that sounds like music to my ears. The mantra acts as a vehicle to take the meditator, you, beyond the realm of thought and into the pure awareness that lies at the source of all experience. So transcendental meditation is a really cool way to find some inner peace and relaxation in our very busy and hectic lives. During transcendental meditation, the meditator, you, sits comfortably with their eyes closed and silently repeats the mantra in their mind for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or the time of your choosing, as frequently as you would like in a day. As your mind settles down and becomes more quiet, you may experience a state of deep relaxation, inner stillness, and expanded awareness. So how exactly does transcendental meditation lead you to experience the deepest levels of consciousness and inner peace? Well, I'm so glad you asked. First, effortless practice. So like I said before, one of the great things about transcendental meditation is that it's effortless. By repeating a mantra or focusing on your breath, you gently ease into a state of deep relaxation without even having to force anything. Accessing the transcendent. The word transcendental refers to transcending ordinary waking consciousness and tapping into something deeper within ourselves. So during meditation, you gradually let go of surface level thoughts and experiences, allowing your awareness to expand beyond the confines of everyday mind. Another way is quieting the mental chatter. So one of the biggest obstacles to inner peace is the constant chatter of the mind, that never-ending stream of thoughts, the worries, the distractions, and all the things. So transcendental meditation provides a sanctuary, if you will, from this mental chatter where you can find stillness in the chaos. Another way is diving into the silent depths. So as you continue to meditate, you sink deeper and deeper into the silent depths of your own being. It's like diving beneath the surface of a really turbulent ocean, only to discover the serene calmness that lies beneath. I am here for that. Next is connecting with the source. So some practitioners describe the experience of transcendental meditation as a profound sense of connection with something greater than themselves, an underlying source of peace, wisdom and love that permeates all of existence. And that is an experience I am here for. Next is releasing stress and tension. As you delve deeper into meditation, you naturally release accumulated stress and tension from your body and your mind. And who the heck does not need that? So this release allows you to experience a sense of lightness and ease that comes from letting go of the burdens you've been carrying. The integration and healing. So transcendental meditation isn't just about escaping from reality, it's about integrating all aspects of your being, your body, your mind, and your spirit in a really harmonious and balanced way. Through regular practice, you create a foundation for health, for healing, for wholeness that extends into every aspect of your life. Lastly is cultivating inner peace. So ultimately, this journey inward, a journey toward the deepest levels of consciousness and inner peace, reside within each of us. By making meditation a regular practice of your life, you nurture and cultivate these qualities, allowing them to blossom and flourish over time. So in essence, transcendental meditation is a pathway to discovering your true nature, which is inherently peaceful, joyful, and free. And the more you practice, the more you'll come to experience the profound depths of consciousness and inner peace that you've been waiting for all along. If you're vibing the idea of transcending the chatter of your mind and accessing deeper levels of consciousness, then I definitely encourage you to explore transcendental meditation for yourself. You can seek out a certified teacher who can provide you with a personalized instruction with guidance on how to practice this ancient technique. You can look up videos, you can read books. Whatever you do, I definitely encourage you to start the journey to inner peace and self-discovery because it is calling. Now, let's talk about some of the incredible benefits of transcendental meditation for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Over the years, numerous studies have demonstrated the profound effects of transcendental meditation on various aspects of health and well-being. As such, stress reduction. Several studies have demonstrated that transcendental meditation is highly effective in reducing stress levels. This includes both subjective reports of decreased stress and objective measurements such as reduced levels of cortisol, which is associated with stress. Improved cardiovascular health. Research also suggests that transcendental meditation can have beneficial effects on cardiovascular health. Studies have found reductions in blood pressure among individuals practicing transcendental meditation, as well as improvements in other risk factors for heart disease, which is incredible. Enhanced mental health. Transcendental meditation has been shown to have positive effects on various aspects of mental health, including reduced symptoms of anxiety and depression, improved mood, and increased feelings of well-being. And who could not use some of all of that? Better cognitive function. Some studies have found that regular practice of transcendental meditation may lead to improvements in cognitive function, including enhanced memory, attention, and executive function. Quality sleep. Transcendental meditation has been associated with improvements in sleep quality, including increased duration of sleep and reduced insomnia symptoms. And I know I could definitely use some of that. Immune function. There is evidence to suggest that transcendental meditation practice may have a positive impact on immune function, leading to reduced susceptibility to illness and faster recovery times. Pain management is another benefit. So transcendental meditation has been studied as a potential adjunctive therapy for managing chronic pain conditions, with some research suggesting that it may help reduce pain intensity and improve pain coping strategies. Healthy aging, and who is not chasing this? So preliminary research indicates that transcendental meditation may have benefits for promoting healthy aging, including preservation of cognitive function and overall well-being in older adults. And there you have it. If that doesn't inspire you to make some transcendental meditation moves, then baby, I don't know what will. But all of this sounds incredible, and seriously, the majority of that list applies to me, and I think I'm about to leave you right here and go practice my mantras. You know what I'm saying? So if you're ready to experience the transformative power of transcendental meditation for yourself, then I absolutely encourage you to commit to a regular practice and see for yourself the positive impact it can have on your life. Whether you're looking to reduce stress, enhance cognitive function, or deepen your spiritual connection, this practice has something for everyone. So do not wait. Start meditating today and unlock the infinite potential within you. So how do you get your transcendental meditation practice on? I am so glad you asked. We are going to start small. Begin by setting aside just a few minutes each day for your practice. You don't need to meditate for hours on end to experience the benefits. Even just a few minutes a day, 5 to 10, more or less, can make a huge difference. Make sure you choose a quiet space. Find a quiet and comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed. It could be a cozy corner of your home, a park bench, or even your car during your lunch break, whatever works best for you. Set a regular time. Try to meditate at the same time each day to establish a routine. Whether it's first thing in the morning, in the middle of the day, or right before bed, remember that consistency is key and will see you to success. Get comfortable. Sit in a comfortable position with your back straight and your hands resting gently in your lap. You can close your eyes or keep them softly focused on a point in front of you. Choose a mantra. Select a simple word or phrase that resonates just with you. It could be something like peace, love, serenity. Repeat this mantra silently to yourself throughout your meditation practice and find your peace. Focus on your breath. Pay attention to your breath as you repeat your mantra. Notice the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves your body. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring your focus back to your breath and your mantra, and you're good to go. Embrace the silence. Allow yourself to sink into the silence and stillness of the present moment. Let go of any expectations or judgments and simply be with whatever arises during your practice. Be patient. Remember, meditation is a skill that takes so much time to develop. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders or if you don't experience immediate results. Be really patient with yourself and trust that with practice, it will become so much easier. Practice gratitude. As you conclude your meditation session, take a moment to express gratitude for this time you've dedicated to yourself. It's a big deal. Reflect on the positive effects of your practice and carry that sense of gratitude with you throughout your day. Integrate mindfulness. Take the principles of transcendental meditation with you as you go about your day. Notice the moments of stillness and peace that arise naturally in your everyday life and cultivate a sense of mindfulness and presence in all that you do. And just for you, I have a list of 10 mantras to help you get started on your transcendental journey. Here we go. Om. O-M. This is the ancient Sanskrit mantra that represents the essence of universe and is often used to cultivate a sense of peace and connection. Peace. Love. Serenity. Not a single word, but a phrase. I am enough. Another short phrase. Let go. Gratitude. Joy. Harmony. And the last one, another mini phrase, I am here. And that one is great to ground yourself in the present moment and affirm your presence and mindfulness. So if you're ready to make transcendental meditation a regular part of your daily routine, then follow these tips and commit to a daily practice. Remember, the benefits of meditation are cumulative. So the more you practice, the greater the rewards. Don't be afraid to dive deep into the ocean of your own consciousness and discover the infinite depths of your beautiful being. And that, my love, brings us to the end of our exploration of transcendental meditation. I really hope you found this enlightening and inspiring and that you feel empowered to begin your own journey of inner exploration and self-discovery through the practice of transcendental meditation. Remember that the source of all peace and joy lies within you, so why not take the plunge and discover for yourself? If you enjoyed this mini-sode, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Media Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central in the month of March for an all-new special mini-sode from me to you. Make sure you head over to themediamatters.com to join our mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on the socials for even more love. Don't forget that Sunday, March 10th is the new moon in Pisces. Check out the last episode titled Loving Kindness Meditation, where I tell you all about all the new moon things and prep you for what you can expect during this new cycle. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next minisode.